shapes all uphill, and the colors in my rainbow turn blue. You kiss the tears away, you smile at me and say, funny face,
funny face,
I love you.
And it just took a little while for me. Now, friends, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada. As I pay tribute to the East Coast, I would like to send out my happiest of Sunday morning greetings to none other than the King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall, and it's going to be his all-time classic called Santa Claus is Canadian. We'll follow that with another singer of the East Coast. This time, it's going to be a singer I just came across the other day. He is named Jason R. Martin, and he has some great songs about Newfoundland out, including the next one called Old Man's Accordion. And then we'll wrap up with my good friend and buddy, Peter Trenum, and a song going out to him and Myrna down there in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. It's going to be Peter's song that he wrote called The Christmas Train. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Each year on Christmas Eve, Santa Claus crosses hundreds of borders and never has to show a passport. We all know he is a Canadian. After all, ain't the North Pole in Canada?
Santa is Canadian, and I want the world to know. The North Pole is in Canada, that's a fact I know. So help me sing this Christmas song, no matter where you go. For he's a jolly Canadian, and laughs with a ho, ho, ho. The land of the maple leaf. I'm sure you'll see Santa Claus, that holly jolly chief. You'll see him in the shopping malls and on the TV screen. He's here and there spreading Christmas cheer, just checking out the sleep. Now Santa is Canadian, you'll hear him laugh, ho, ho. He lives up at the cold North Pole in the land of the ice and snow. He wears a bright red velvet suit and has a magic sack with eight reindeer to pull his sleigh around the world and back. Santa Claus is Canadian, and I want the world to know. The North Pole is in Canada, and that's a fact I know. So help me sing this Christmas song, no matter where you go. For he's a jolly Canadian, and laughs with a ho, ho, ho. For he's a jolly Canadian, and laughs with a ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year.
One shy little fellow to say, "Let's ask my grandfather to play us some music." So often I've heard his accordion play. I know he can't play our new kind of music, but he sure puts his heart in the music he knows. Some songs he can sing are the ones he remembers. He was a boy long, long ago. Others are waiting. The boy and his grandfather entered the door, and he led the old man to a chair in the corner, with a torn cardboard box by his feet on the floor. The children all cheered as he took the accordion and laid it in place on his grandfather's knee. With trembling hands, his gentle old fingers he ran over the ivory keys. He said, "I don't know your new kind. arm, and he thought of a pretty young golden-haired maid whose love on a night such as this he had won. He said, I don't know your new kind of music, but thank you for asking this old man to play. It does my heart good and it helps me remember when I was a young lad like you are today. Bless you for asking this old man to play.
Put on your boots, your hat and coat. Walk out in the snow. I hear the sound coming round the bend. The Christmas trains are coming. Now don't be late, please don't hesitate. Board this train, walk on through the gate. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'. There's an infant baby on that train, one that we all know by name. Jesus Christ is that baby's name. The Christmas train's a-comin'. There's a smile upon his holy face. He spreads pure love and he offers grace. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's coming down the line for all the world to see. Where will you be when his train comes in? The Christmas train's a-coming. Now don't you wait till it is too late. This Christmas train's gonna seal your fate. The Christmas train's a-coming. The Christmas train's a-comin'. Is your friend. Arms are reaching from the great I am. The Christmas train's a-comin'. There's room for all inside this train. Let's take the time and shout his name. Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is coming. The King of Kings is aboard this train. Don't you wait for that midnight train. We're boarding now on this Christmas train. The Christmas train's a-comin'. You know that Jesus will carry you through. His light will shine and he'll make you new. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'.
There'll be moonshine and homebrew, blue star beer and rabbit stew. We'll have a good old newfie Christmas, all right.
Hello, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and I would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Johnny Woodlock and myself right here on Way Back Country Christmas.
A good old Newfie Christmas, all right.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the high lonesome sounds of bluegrass music. And these next three songs are all going out in memory of a man who sadly passed away back in the fall. And that, of course, is our good friend Kim Wallace, who was the founder and creator of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival. Now, he passed away in the fall, and we just paid tribute to him yesterday in Spencerville, Ontario. A true friend of bluegrass music and a true soldier in the fight to keep our music alive and well. With that mentioned, I would like to send these songs out to him in loving memory of him today, and also out to Lisa and their family. With that, it's going to be an all-time classic by Rhonda Vincent, and Is the Grass Any Bluer on the Other Side? Then we'll follow with the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe, and his all-time classic called Christmas Time to Me. We'll wrap up with a song by the man we all know today as the king of bluegrass music, none other than Jimmy Martin. With that, I would like to say good morning and welcome in to each and every one of you in the listening area.
Christmas, we sing of Jesus' birth. A child born in a manger, we sing of peace on earth. Our Father who would lead us, and we pray our Christmas prayer. And we thank the Lord above that we all would gather here. Old Santa will be coming, he'll say, have you been good? I'll answer, I have, Santa, just like I said I would. There's candy canes and chocolate things and an angel on the tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. Of snow. I'm searching for the footprints of the one that I love so. The last time I saw my darling, the earth was covered white. And little flakes of snow have faded my sweetheart's path tonight. From this cabin she did go. Footprints fade. I don't know why she left me. I never dreamed she'd go away. Little snowflakes fell from heaven, from the heavens up above, and paved the way and made a snow white grave for the only one I love. On the wall, my teardrops now are bigger than the snow-white flakes that fall. And each moment I grow weaker, sadly gazing at the snow. And I feel that I will fade away with that slow-melting snow. From this cabin, she did go. Footprints fade. I don't know why she left me. I never dreamed she'd go away. Little snowflakes fell from heaven, from the heavens up above, and paved the way and made a snow-white grave for the only one I love.
Vincent, the queen of bluegrass music, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here at the Wayback Show. You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? And the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
It's now time to pay tribute one last final time to our tribute artists of today, none other than Ronnie Prophet. And I would like to once again play a collection of songs by Ronnie as we remember the true prophet of country music. With that, let's send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn today, once again, and it's going to be a song for Mama called Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. We'll then follow with Ronnie Prophet again in an all-time classic called Alabama Dream Girl, and wrap up this selection with a yes, another Ronnie Prophet song called Summertime Dream, which to me is one of my all-time favorites that Ronnie ever did back in the day, and of course that was off an old LP record. Be a little bit of static and stuff on it. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings. Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Here we go. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make him be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors. She stepped off the Greyhound in the first high heels she'd ever owned. Like an Alabama sunset, looking so cool and warm. The only sign of makeup were the dreams she wore in her eyes. They were just as soft and blue as the Alabama sky. In dreaming and living, I made that Alabama dream girl mine. With silver-coated compliments, I took her innocence that night and opened up her dream world and gave her her first taste of life. Yes, I taught her the difference in loving and love. I tore down every castle in her mind. But I showed her the difference in dreaming and living. I made that Alabama dream girl mine.
I showed her the difference in dreaming and living. I made that Alabama dream girl mine.
And you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back for the best in traditional country music.
'Cause when it comes to making music, darling, don't you know you and I are stereo.
Yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to welcome back a very special guest of honor onto our Way Back with Johnny show and our tribute to Ronnie Prophet. That, of course, is none other than the beloved widow and also longtime wife of Ronnie Prophet, Miss Gloria Ann Prophet. With that, I would like to follow this interview with this second and final part of this interview with none other than a classic by Ronnie called Swinging Home for Christmas. With that, here now is our good friend Gloria Ann Prophet Carrier. So he also had the long-running Ronnie Prophet show and the Carousel and different ones. What was behind those shows?
Well, he moved from the Bahamas. He was in the Bahamas. That's where he moved from Canada to Fort Lauderdale. Then he moved to the Bahamas. And then they were coming back to Florida, and that was his original family. And he got an opportunity to go to Nashville and do a little guest spot. And the person who owned the Carousel saw him and just loved the way he did entertainment. It was not just country music, or he had a little bit of pop. He was very progressive with his ghostwriters and his guitar. They used to call him the guitar wizard.
Yes.
because he was able to, as some guy said, he said it was magic watching him create with, you know, the pedals and the other things that he did. So anyway, they gave him the carousel to perform in, and they used Ronnie's name. It's called the Ronnie Prophet Carousel Club.
Okay.
So the owner, and pretty much let Ronnie, you know, call his own days, because Ronnie would go to Vegas and perform there with Danny Thomas. And so when he came back, so the club was his to perform it at his will whenever he could.
Oh, nice.
And so that was a home for him in Nashville, where he got himself established with that crowd. When I went to Nashville, there was two places that they said you needed to go. You needed to go to the Grand Ole Opry, and you needed to go down Printer's Alley and see the Ronnie Prophet show.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so that,
yes.
So then he got into the fair market, and that gradually phased out the Carousel Club.
For
so
sure.
We went on the road. He was going on the road doing fairs and county fairs all over, and festivals all over the States, Canada, Europe.
Amazing.
England, New Zealand. So it was pretty exciting time.
I'd imagine it would be. Was it ever overwhelming?
You know, you don't think about it till after.
Exactly.
You know,
that's right.
What do you say? Yeah. I mean, it was always exciting to go to new places. It was exciting going to New Zealand. It seemed to take forever. We had to stop in Hawaii. That's where we stopped. I don't know if it was going through customs or I can't remember at all. But there was a layover where the airplane filled up, and we all had to get out and walk through customs and stuff. And I had cowboy boots.
Okay.
Well, I was very foolish. I took them off, and I guess from the flying on the airplane, and I think we might have had a couple of alcoholic drinks,
yes,
which made it even worse, and so I couldn't get my boots on, so they had to give me slippers. I remember that. New Zealand was very exciting to be on the other side of the world, it seems. Beautiful country. Beautiful.
I see. And so, of course, he was always remembered also for Harold. Now, I know that was one of his... We were mentioning about his skits and his comedy. That was a wonderful story he had.
Yeah, somebody in the nightclub and the Carousel Club came up to me and said something about I hope I get this right. What is it, you know, what did Harold the Frog say to Gertrude? And somebody, and he said what? And he said, Ribbit. I'm not sure exactly, but somebody told him the beginning of that little story.
Yes.
So he took it there, and he just ran with it on the stage, and he kept adding to it, and people were laughing about it. Mm-hmm. So he just kept adding, and first thing you know, he had his Harold the Horny Toad, and every place he went, they would say, hey, do the frog song, and of course, it wasn't a song, it was a routine.
It was a story, more or less,
but,
yes.
Yeah, it was goofy, but he did it every night that we were performing. Had to do they wanted to hear Harold the Horny Toad.
Exactly. Now, would you say that that's more of a racy thing by today's standards, or would he still be doing it if he was still alive and well?
Oh, he probably would still be doing it.
It's
not a racy thing. It's not by today's standards.
That's true, Gloria Ann. Yeah. Very true. Yes, yeah. That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more worse stuff than that out there nowadays. Now, I also understand that you had the Toad put on his gravestone back in Grenville.
Yes, I wanted to put on his gravestone some of the things that people remember, and that was his music.
Yes.
And, of course, his Harold the Horny Toad song, his routine. And, of course, I have a Bible inscription.
Yes.
And so when you see it, you see the things that remind you of Ronnie. What he was all about during his career. And he was he had a very strong faith. He was a Christian man, and his faith was strong.
For sure.
Especially, you know, yes, when we moved to Branson, everybody back there, it's what they call the Bible Belt, and we just enjoyed that so much.
Exactly, yes. And you've also done some gospel stuff yourself over the years as well, yes.
Yes, I started singing when I was 5, and I started singing in church. And my father was the director of the choir for 35 years, so I was in the choir whether I liked it or not. So singing has always been number one in my life. Of all the other things that I tried to do, singing was always at the forefront.
Now, we're coming up on, I'd say, almost the 8th anniversary of Ronnie's passing, but since that time, What have you been doing, or what is a normal day like for you?
Well, when after he passed away, I kind of hunkered down for a year. It was a very traumatic thing because we were traveling, doing music, and everything stopped. It was very heartbreaking to go upstairs into the music room and see his guitar.
Yes.
In the stand, like just waiting to be picked up to be played. I finally put it away in the case because it was just so hard to look at. But then I got a job at one of the facilities down here as front desk, mm-hmm. and I did that for a year and a half, and that really kept me busy, tied up, and helping others was really a big part of it. That pretty much preoccupied my time, and then I did a gospel program twice a month.
Oh, nice.
At one of the facilities. Yes. So I did a half an hour gospel and read scripture to the patient. We had a very nice time for that year and a half that I did it for the folks, and it was all gospel, and I would play music just before to kind of get them to settle and get settled in while they were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sing and a few songs, and then we would talk about their spiritual life, because it was a cross-section of every faith. There was not just one faith. Yeah. Really a lot of fun, connecting with all of them. And then now, I still do a show in Alabama once a year. I do a gospel show with the little church in Vance, Alabama. And I've done a couple shows here at the clubhouse, and they were sold out. I did like a one-woman show, and it turned out okay, but when I got done, I just went, oh gosh, I don't think I'm going to do this again.
It took a lot out of you.
No, because it was tracks, and there was another musician that I hired, and I did a couple of duets with him. He filled in when I went and got ready to do the clown, but I was so on edge, because with tracks, you can't, equipment, anything can happen, and there wasn't Ronnie on stage to back me up or take over,
whatever.
Exactly, and I thought, oh, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Yes.
Because he was, yeah.
It just wasn't really the same, exactly, yes. So, and I have a couple more questions for you today, Gloria Ann. What was the induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame like for Ronnie, if I may ask?
Well, he was on cloud nine, trying to find a new other word for it. There really mm-hmm. isn't. To be honored, he was very emotional, very teary-eyed, and very grateful. We had such a good time. His brother was there, his cousin John, who he absolutely loved, and their family. We were all there
yes.
to support him, and he was just so in awe of the fact to receive that, and loved it, absolutely loved that moment.
And so I guess the last question would be, what has been the impact? Like, I know he's still remembered and you're still remembered today, but what would you like to see your legacy continued, like say 20, 30 years down the road when they look back at you and Ronnie?
About the music that we contributed, but the fact that we did shows and that we were, I do hear that. I still get emails from people who say, I remember seeing Ronnie 20 years ago or 30 years ago, wherever it was, in the Bahamas, I saw him in New Zealand, and I still get emails from saying, and they remember the date and the time and everything.
Wow.
So I guess that's what I'd like people to remember is what a great entertainer he was, how much fun he was, and what a nice guy. He had a really good, generous, tender heart.
He sure
loved
did.
Being with the stage was, I mean, his first love, without a doubt, was the guitar. And he was a very, very accomplished guitar player, I think I know he influenced several guitar players. I know Steve Pitico used to watch him.
And now
Steve Pitico is just a monster player.
He sure
but
is.
But anyway, it's our contribution that we did to help make people forget about all the cares of life and just sit down for a couple hours and enjoy, have a few laughs, go out of the theater or the festival feeling really good. You know what it's like when you laugh your face off, and it's the laughter that, and singing along with the songs.
Exactly.
I made it a long answer, but it's basically about our contribution to the music world and to people and people's lives.
For sure. Thank you, Gloria Ann, for a wonderful conversation, and let's keep Ronnie and your memory alive into the coming decades. Yes.
Well, that's nice. For people like you, you're the ones that are doing it. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Well, thank you, Gloria Ann.
I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Please give your mom a big hug.
Yes, for sure, Gloria Ann. And again, Merry Christmas, and thank you for doing this with me.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
San Francisco Bay to New York and Hollywood. But no matter where I roam, Oklahoma is my home. I'll be swinging home like a child's a boy should. I'll be swinging home for Christmas. I'll be swinging home to you. Don't you worry, have no fear. Count on me and I'll be there. I'll be swinging home for Christmas this year. Ah. I've been working 9 to 5, trying to survive, but I think I've got myself a better plan. Told my boss to forget it, packed my bag and bought a ticket. I'll be swinging home as fast as I can. I'll be swinging home for Christmas. I'll be swinging home to you. Don't you worry, have no fear. Count on me and I'll be there. I'll be swinging home for Christmas this year. I'll be swinging home for Christmas this year.
Well, yes, friends, once again, before we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show, I would like to once again pay tribute to one of Ronnie Prophet's most iconic and significant recordings that he ever did, which was Call It the Ballad of Gertrude and Harold. With that mentioned, this song is to be taken in the lightest comedic fashion, and that is simply what it is. And with that also mentioned, I hope that it doesn't offend anyone out there today, but it is to show the true comedy that Ronnie Prophet had in his stage shows. With that, this is off an old LP record, and I do hope y'all enjoy it. Here now is that legendary story about that old toad, Harold.
He started doing that in the carousel. He was funny. Somebody told him a joke, okay. And you know, about two frogs, and so he just kind of went from there. He started telling the joke, and he created it and developed himself. He was always getting good laughs, so he would add more and add more.
Okay.
And you know, after so many years, he said, all the years I've been in the business, all the recordings I've come, and he said, and they still want those frogs. And he had, once he'd get into it, he had fun, but
yes,
I had it put on his headstone, two little frogs, and anybody who ever knew Ronnie would know exactly what those were.
All right, here's the story about Harold the Horny Toad, super stud of the swamp. Harold has a girlfriend, and her name, oh my God, this is like one of them southern meetings. Yeah, all right, praise the Lord. All right. Oh.
Hey, we're getting intimate.
Old Harold has a girlfriend, and her name is Gertrude. Now, Gertie has the best-looking set of warts in the entire swamp. She makes Dolly Parton look like she's wearing a training bra. And every evening when the sun goes down and the moon is high in the sky, you can hear Harold's beautiful voice as it echoes across the swamp. And he calls to Gertie, and he says to her,
Harold, is that you?
That's old me. Harold the Horny Toad. Can I come over?
Oh, yes, Harold.
Well, hot damn, I'm on my way.
Oh, Harold, hurry up.
Swimming as fast as I can.
But Harold, I need you now.
Damn it, woman. I'm getting there.
Oh, Harold, get on the lily pad.
Lily pad. That's a water bed.
Hi. Oh, Harold, don't give me a hiccup.
Wouldn't dare.
Can you stay all night?
I got to. A big bass chasing bass all across the lake. Kept trying to grab him. Right by the rivet. Said, but I got away.
Oh, Harold.
Oh, Gertie. If you knew what I went through just to see you. Your slimy skin. Your grotesque popped eyes. I had to swim all the way past Johnny Cash's house.
Johnny Cash. You know Johnny Cash.
Do I know Johnny Cash?
Ring of fire.
Harold, what's the ring of fire?
Well, to him, that's a hit song. To me, that's when you reach for the Vaseline
and get Bengay.
Oh, Harold.
Oh, Gertrude. I love you.
Oh, Harold. You have such a way with words.
I know. You take the pill. Oh, boy. Tonight's a night. Take the ribbons from your hair. Where'd that damn duck come from?
You shot my duck, my
duck. To heck with your duck. I just want your body, Gertie.
Oh, Harold.
Oh, Gertie. I love you. I'll get you a can of worms.
Oh, Harold. Sock it to me.
Sock it to you. I better sock it to you. Sock it 20 years from now. I'll have to lay it on you.
Oh, Harold.
I'll take you to the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, no, Harold.
I'll introduce you to Roy Acuff.
Oh, no, Harold.
How about Chet Atkins?
Oh, no, Harold.
You can learn to play guitar.
Oh, no, Harold.
Well, what do you want?
I just want you, Harold.
Oh, Gertrude.
Harold.
Wow. Gertrude.
Hey, you're a good audience. Thank you.
Now, friends, before we say so long, I would like to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. With that mentioned, the year was 1967 when Ronnie would record his first single, which was called The Miracle at Spring Hill. With that mentioned, I was very lucky to recently come across a 45 single of this recording, which is very rare, which you will notice from the surface noise on this old 45 that it is rare, but I would like to pay tribute to Ronnie once again in his first single from that year. With that, let's turn back to the early days of Ronnie's career and remember this all-time classic.
All day and all night, the dragger men dug 6 long weary days in the mine. Their faces were grim, their hopes growing thin that they'd find any miners alive. Disaster had struck for the third time, a bump in the Spring Hill mines. Many men trapped 2 miles down below in the pits of number 2 mine. In the pits of number 2 mine. The families and friends of the trapped men, a vigil they stood night and day, with a hope and a prayer that the Lord he might spare the men trapped down in the mine. For 6 long days they dug and they dug, a foot or an inch at a time. A hard-working crew of courageous men, men who were working against time. Men who were working against time. Bodies were found of the men who had died, trapped by the walls of the mine. When an air pipe they struck, and to their shock, a voice came from deep down inside. A voice came from deep down inside. There were 12 of us here, came a voice very clear. The news was then rushed to outside. A whole nation waited as the miners were saved. 12 men were brought out alive. Their hopes now renewed that 4 lives may be saved. They worked with determined drive. For 3 long more were dug, 7 more were brought out alive. While entombed in the mine. canine breed, not giving up hope any time. Courage, determination, and prayer, a miracle that spring he'll mine. A miracle that spring he'll mine. A miracle that spring he'll mine.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to remind y'all that we will be back here next Sunday, same great time, same great place, 8 to 11, over CFRC 101.9 FM and also throughout the week at www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I'd like to share that Ronnie passed away on March 2nd, 2018, at the age of 80. Even though Ronnie had all the success any artist could ever want, he still came home to his beloved hills of Calumet near the Granville, Quebec area, and Hawkesbury to be laid to rest, which just proves to me the kind of man that Ronnie Prophet was. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to him and send us all the way home today with a gospel medley. I would like to share that we will be back next weekend, as mentioned. With that, may God bless and keep you all, and yes, Ronnie, we hope to see you one day again. With that, so long for now, friends, and may God bless each and every one of you. Talk to y'all next weekend.
I'm on my way. Hey, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I'm on my way. If Dolly don't go, it won't hinder me. If Porter don't go, it won't hinder me. If Kenny don't go, it won't hinder me. I'm on my way, praise the Lord, I'm on my way. Let's sing. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way. Lord, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I'm on my way.
How can you ask for truth when you don't truthfully live? How can you ask forgiveness if you don't?
Gone by with good friends all around me. How the time Woodlock.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try. God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.
MRB.
Mixing African gospel with the music of Aretha Franklin, Peter Gabriel, and more. Grand on Stage presents Peace by the Grammy-winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.